Okay, so Simon Reishin and Hei. Reishin Hei is about how a person should not. Last week was don't accept sukkah from non-Jews. This week is don't accept sukkah at all. The Torah tells us, "Li'olam yarchik adam aso mehatzmeit sukkah v'yagalgal aso b'tzar shelo yitzarich lebrios." That a person should always attempt to distance themselves from sukkah. Be a goggle and even go through pain, so that he was not going to need things from other people. And similarly, the chum say, although it's really a statement from Rabbi Akiva, that a person better to make your Shabbos's chol and not need brios and not need the help of others.
Wait a second, what does that mean though?
It could mean even to forego a meal on Shabbos. I was going to bring a Mishnah Berurah, I forgot.
Some people took it to mean that you should work on Shabbos.
It's what I asked.
Work on Shabbos rather than become destitute, but it's not what it means.
Right. Does not mean to work on Shabbos. It might mean to give up special things on Shabbos. Now, there is a problem with that. Which is that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Beitza. I think we'll get there. The Gemara tells in Maseches Beitza that a person has their entire cheshbon set out for the year as to what they're going to actually earn, but excluded from that is what you spend on Shabbos and Yontif. So like don't worry about spending on Shabbos and Yontif because that's outside of your cheshbon. So that seems to be in conflict with this statement that well, a person needs to be careful and even forego things on Shabbos if you're not going to have any money. I think we'll get to that. Yeah, he mentions that a little bit later, so we'll get to that. So anyways, so Ali Sakhli, so Mutav Lishod Oros Nevela B'Shuk V'Lo Yomar Chacham Ani Gadol Ani. It's better to be stripping skins of Nevelos in the Shuk, meaning a degrading type of work. I skipped the line. And even he's a chacham, an honorary chacham, and he becomes poor, so he should get himself involved in some type of work, and even in a lower type of work, and not be in need of other people's. And mutav, then he says mutav lishod oros, it's even permissible to be one who's shaving off the skins of nevelos, of animals that were not that died that were not shechted appropriately b'shuk v'lo yomar chacham ani gadolni, and not to say that I'm a chacham, I'm gadol, that type of work is beneath me. I would just point out that oros menuvalos are mutter for tefillin and mezuzos, that they don't need to be shechted it just has to be from kosher animal, so it could be a mechubit part to that work also. But anyways. Fine. So both of those are Gemaras towards the end of Maseches Psachim. Let's do the other part in the tour here. And then he says, "Kol mi she'ein tzarech litol me'atzdaka u'mirma adam v'notel." Anybody who doesn't really need to take money from tzedakah and he tricks everybody and he takes, so eino meis ad she'tzarech lebrios. Before he dies, he's going to be in need of other people. I mean, then he will actually become poor. "Kol mi she'tzarech litol ve'eino yachol laches." Anybody who needs to take and doesn't take, so such a person who really should be taking and isn't taking, and he's sick and he's old and he's frail and he's suffering, so he's considered as if he is shovich dam. It sounds like it's what we usually call, this is the same type of language we use with someone who commits suicide. Right? He's committing suicide, and he's mischayv benafsho, and therefore chayv misa. He's liable for his own death if he's doing that. Ve'in lo b'tzaro el avonos v'chataim. And the only thing that he's going to benefit through his tzar, through his pain, is his sin, is that he's going to be sinning. I mean, he's not going to be benefiting from that pain, rather he's going to be sinning through that pain. However, however, if a person is entitled to sukka and doesn't, and makes himself, he doesn't, and he makes with less, that he won't be matriach the tzibur. So then it's a simon that he won't die until he has the chance to support others. Blessed is a person who has faith in Hashem. So how does the Torah come out with that? So on the bottom line here in the Beis Yosef, on this page, right, there's one thick line. So he says that's a Mishnah over there, Misachas Peah. There's a Yerushalmi. Anybody who could take and doesn't take, and you shouldn't have mercy on him. Not sure how you're having mercy on him if he's not going to take anyways. So that sounds like it's arguing on this Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says that we seem to be praising a person who doesn't take anything. But then it sounds like the other line seems to be going against that Mishnah. So which one is it? Do we accuse a person who should be taking a dozen, or do we praise a person who should be taking a dozen? So v'yesh lefarish da'hi v'she'in yachol lahafsik b'maisa yadav u'mesafik atzma b'chayim rayim u'masnisin he says, first of all, that case is when he can't support himself with Maisa Yadav, and he says, no, I'm not going to take, I'm not going to take, I'm not going to take. So how does he get by? So he does bad things. I mean, he steals instead, right? So I'm not going to take stucca from anybody. So instead, what does he do? If he steals the money, so that's a person who's mischayv benasha. That's a problem. However, the other one is where Misha is talking about where he works himself and he tries to do whatever work he can before he gets money from others. Even though he would be entitled to some money already, he says, no, I got another job, I'm not going to do it. That when the Yerushalmi where it says that he is we say bad things about the person who is taking money, that's where he says, he could try to go and earn a living, but he doesn't, and therefore he's called Shofech Damim because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. But the Mishnah is talking about b'shiyachul l'chayos, where he could get by, we could support him, even though shelo yitol elo shehem chayitzar. But it's going to be afal pi shelo yitol, even so he doesn't take elo shehem chayitzar. He's going to live a life of pain. So that's the thing that we praise. Okay, so that's the aleph and.
Do you praise somebody who should?
So it depends on the scenario. So the Beis Yosef is really quoting here two different distinctions between the two. He says one is that a person who is entitled and doesn't take and says I'm going to make with less, that's okay. But a person who says I'm not going to take and instead I'll rob a bank or sell drugs or do something like that, I'll become a hitman, right? So that's problematic. That's when we say that he's mischayev and afsha.
It's such a term, magista, to, does that mean gonna go crazy or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Okay, so okay, so now if we go to the Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reishon and Dalad. Reishon Hay, excuse me. So it spells it out. It's actually not much in the way of the Nosei Kelim here. But it just says the Ulam Yarchik Adam Atzel Mehat Tzaka, that a person should stay away from Tzaka. Via Gagal Atzel Btzar Shalui Tzarich Lebrios, they won't need anything. V'chein Tzavu Chacham Asi Shabas Chachol V'al Tzarich Lebrios. That the Chacham, to the point that the Chacham even said, make your Shabbos's chol and don't take from the Brios. I feel Hay Chacham Mechubad V'anin. If he was wealthy and he became poor, so he should get involved in jobs in order so that he even lowly jobs. In order to avoid, in order to avoid needing to collect tzedakah, so where is that? Okay, so first of all, Okay, so the issue was, so we discussed earlier, and it's written in Simon Reish Memvav, which already almost 10 simanim ago, that he right away takes on the kol thing and says, oh, that's not included. that's not considered tzedakah. That's considered that you're being paid for your time, and therefore that we're going to consider okay. But I did find also interesting here that he says the way he opens up here is Bavur Nachon Veroy Shiyim Nemil Kabbalah VeYichya Chayitz Are Bavur Nefashos Aniyim Hatzichim Mitzach Yosri Menu. So he said, why is that which person should avoid getting a person should avoid collecting tzedakah? Because in order to support those people that perhaps need it even more than you do, so therefore you're not going to take that portion which would otherwise go to other people. And we see that the Torah has rachmanis on people, that the Torah itself says that poor people have the right to bring, sometimes has the right to bring cheaper korbanos. We say yikna kol mevin etzel levulti asos etzos biyosu mina roi, and therefore we see that a person shouldn't be spending money more than they have. So he quotes from here, yeah, the end, that there is, it's two sections of Shulchan Aruch that seem to go at each other, is the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and the very end of Hilchos Yontif. So the very last siman in Hilchos Yontif, there it is, in Dini Simchos Yontif, so it says as follows. And this is siman Tav Kuf Chaf Tes. In Orachai, mitzvos yontov l'chalko, chetzil v'esmesh v'chetzil chiyos ishtia, v'al yitzamtzein v'hotzos yontov. So a person should not hold back in their expenditures when it comes to yontif. What is that based on? So it sounds like it's based on the Gemara Maseches Beitza, this idea that the amount of money that you're going to spend on yontif is not going to doesn't count towards this loss. So the Mishnah Berurah there says, "Shekol mizonosa v'yitziyasa shel adam ketzuvim lo mirosh hashanah chutz meyotzas shabasos yom tovim." Because all the money that a person spends is already set from Rosh Hashanah, except for that which he spends on Shabbos and Yantiv. Shein piches pochsin lo v'mosif mosifin lo, that if he spends a little bit less, so he'll just get less money, and if he spends a lot more, so then he'll get a lot more money. So you don't have to worry about that as being part of the cheshbon. However, there's a famous Bi'ur Halacha here. We quoted this when we learned Hilchos Yantif. It's a little shocking that he would write this. But the Bi'ur Halacha comments about the Shar Yamim, but on other days, and it's interesting, like the Mishnah Berurah in general, doesn't really comment on current events so much. Like, you don't see him putting himself in that time. Sometimes, but not too often. But the Bi'ur Halacha here says, but he gets like Musa here, about the Shar Yamim, Tzarah Kol Adam L'Tzamtzein V'Otzosam. When it comes to other days, then a person should be careful about their expenses. Where do we see that? That his money is set. And Rashi explains, Lizahir mi lasos yitzias meruba. Rashi should be careful from spending a lot of money. Because you're not only going to have that which you have. Ad kan l'shono. That's what he writes. V'zet tuchachas meruba al zmanenu. And this is a big musar for our days. These are our days. This is, you know, late 19th century Lithuania. You know, there aren't too many people with money. But this is a muster for our days. Shavanoseinu harabim, harbe anashim overmal zed. That many people violate this idea. V'lo yasimu lev eich liisnag bahutzos beisam laharchik dvarim hamutarim. That they, and they don't think about how to act appropriately in terms of their expenses and stay away even from things that are permissible. V'rabim chalilim hapila nahaga harahazu. Many people have fallen into this bad thing. Shemivia esa adam levasov ayidei zeh lidei gezel v'chamas v'gam l'cherfu l'chlima. That these kinds of things, this activity of just spending money, it sounds like on frivolous types of things, that leads to stealing and problems and embarrassments and all these kinds of things. V'harbe sebus yeshugorim l'nahaga harahazu. There's many reasons that have come to this. A little nervous reading the next line, but this is what it says. Vaseba hagadola shebuchulan hu alidei hanashim shedaitim kalos ve'inam rose hanolad. And the biggest reason is that the women want to. Vashri mius shi ames levavo lo yashkiach lebetuyim liinala atzos beisu b'cheshbon kefi erech harvacha velo yoser. And praise is a person who toughens themselves up and makes sure that they keep themselves on a budget, they make up a cheshbon exactly how they're going to spend money and not to go over the top. I would say it's the issue with the woman during that time. This is the time of the Haskalah, and that was a period when the men went to learn in yeshiva and the women didn't. And there was a problem. There were problems in terms of who was more had more exposed to the outside world and stuff. Maybe that's what he's referring to. It's a pretty shocking line. This is the Chafetz Chaim. The Beir Halacha.
He was in Poland.
Rodin. I think it's like on the border, or I mean, I think Rodin is known as a Lithuanian town. Right. Maybe technically it was in Poland. Or sometimes it was in Poland. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Check. So that is issue one. But also, with regards to this idea of spending money specifically for Shabbos, came across this on my own. So what?
So what happens in my house? Probably happens everywhere. You spend a lot of money for Shabbos.
And then you eat the rest of the week.
The rest of the week, you're eating the leftovers.
Yeah, okay.
So how does that figure into this?
To the Gemara and Beitza? Yeah, I don't know.
So you
don't see the Cheshvan. I think it goes into the first sif in Hilchos Tzedakah, where it says that, oh, all the money you pay for Tzedakah, you'll get back, or you'll. It's hard to. As I was hunting around this past Friday night, like a story to give for Shabbos points, I came across, and Pesach Kron has a story there, where he talked about a Rav in Cleveland in like the 1915 or something like that, and they had no money, and he got a letter from his sister in Poland that he's marrying off a daughter, and she needs money. Can he send any money? And he didn't have any money for himself, so he sold all the furniture in his house and pawned all the furniture in the house, and he collected the money and sent it. He was kind of depressed, like, wow, like, we don't have a couch anymore, we don't have bookcase anymore, you know? And he said, no, we'll get the money back. Everyone kind of rolled their eyes, there's no way, you know, how he's going to get the money. And so there was somebody in town who came to him all of a sudden and said, I want my two sons to learn the Torah Vedas like your sons do. Your sons are home. Can they tutor my children? I'll pay whatever it is that's necessary. So two sons tutored them, and as the money came in weekly, so he was paying money back in order to get get the furniture back. So as they're getting towards the end, the boys are like, okay, now we're going to start getting more money beyond just paying for the furniture. What are we going to spend the money on? And then as they paid, then all of a sudden the guy came and said, you know, do you think they're ready to go to Torah Das, or do they need more training? And he said, no, you know, I've been monitoring them. I think they're ready to go. And it came out exactly the right amount. And Pesach Kron is a Pesach Kron book. And I'm very thrilled to have to tell this story because it was told over in the seminary in Israel by my daughter-in-law, who is the great-grandson daughter of this Rav in Cleveland. All right. So you see that Tzedakah will always pay itself back. All right, so so that's the very last halach in Hilchos Yontif. The very first halach in Hilchos Shabbos, This is even if you need others, you should you should push yourself in order to honor the Shabbos. V'lo amru, don't say aseishabas chachol v'altit tzarech l'biris, and don't say that. What do you mean, don't say that? That's what the Gemara says. I mean, don't invoke that Gemara Maseches Pesachim, where we say, make your Shabbos is like chol rather than rely on other people. Rather, el misha shaduchukalo, biyosa, unless it's very, very tough. But unless it's very, very tough, so al kein tzarech letzamsim bishar yom kdei l'chavi Shabbos. Therefore, you should set things aside the rest of the week in order to have things for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions on that, Mishnah Berurah Gimel, he says, Umairi, so when would that be, that you would say, Al Tzarech, Asi Shabbos Chol V'Al Tzarech L'Brio, so when would you say that? I mean, and forego the meal on Shabbos. He says, that's Umairi K'she'en Lo Mashkonos Lovo Salem. If you don't have a Mashkon in order to get the money, you can't even put up money for a collateral in order to borrow money to have food for Shabbos. But if you can, v'lo mashkon ein yachol asik. He says that without a mashkon, you're not going to be able to get anything. D'ilav hachib, if not for that, tzarech lilvos kadesh lo levatim etzazonik shabbos. But if not for that, if you have anything to put up even as a mashkon, you should borrow money in order to have food for appropriate food for all three meals on Shabbos. As Chazal tell us, b'nai lovu alive ani porei. That's what the Gemara comments in Maseches and Beitza, that Hashem says, my children, love will lie, lend, borrow on me, and I'll pay it back. So the Shar HaTzion here says, what's it saying? It's saying you have to even give up take a loan out, not just to not collect some, but even take a loan in order to have this amount. So that's what it says from the Gron, that's what the Bach says. Din yachu lahaseg mimi lilvos, tzarek lilvos v'yichach v'ashem, shu yazvenu l'shalim lo. That if you're able to find someone who will lend you the money, so good. So go and borrow the money and trust in Hashem that he's going to help you. That you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't borrow. Unless you can figure out that you have a way to pay back. He says, "Venira," and then he concludes with these words, "Venira the hakol lefi ha'inyan." He says, "It appears to me that it's all based on the circumstance." What does it mean that it's all based on circumstance? What is that? Do you have to borrow money or not? Or is he just saying, you know, do you have a good chance to pay back or not a good chance to pay back? So I thought, and then I actually saw in the Mishnah Achrona, that new sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, I thought, oh yeah, maybe he has something about this. And David Lichtenstein's new Mishnah Berurah. So what's the idea? This idea of Maseches Beitza. He says you can spend a lot of money on Shabbos, right? V'yiftach b'Hashem and trust in Hashem that He's going to help you out. So who's the one who should do that? Only someone who has the ability to v'yiftach b'Hashem, who has the ability to actually have that amount of emuna. If you don't have that amount of emuna, so then it's probably not a good idea to borrow all the money in order to have the things of Shabbos. If you have that amount of emuna, so then one has the right to go and do that and request money from people, even if you don't actually know that if you're going to be able to pay it back. Oh, actually, it was here also. That shakol talu l'fimidas bitchonu shel adam. That it's all taloi in the amount of bitachon that a person has. That a person has their full bitachon, so then they can say, all right, I'm going to borrow money, and I'll be able to get it back. If not, not. And he adds in the other way, that what about on the guy, and what about on the malva? What about on the guy lending the money, right? The guy lending the money, is he responsible to lend money out to a person? I mean, it's one thing to direct the person and tell him, you should borrow money, even though you don't know how you're going to pay it back. In order to that, you have food for Shabbos. Okay, but what about the malva? What about the loaner? Is he supposed to say, oh, well, there's a Gemara Maseches Beitza that says if you're getting the money for Shabbos, so you'll find it. So, all right, here's money, and I expect that you'll somehow find it some way or another. Right? So is that is that considered being a responsible malva? Forget about being a responsible loaver. What about being a responsible malva? So it might suggest the same thing, that the malva can assess the situation and say, how much bitachon does this guy actually have? Right? Is this guy just using this as a way to get some extra herring for Shabbos, or does he really have enough bitachon that he really truly believes that Hashem is going to take care of him? And if he really truly believes that, so then Hashem will take care of him, and then I can rely on Hashem taking care of him, that he in turn will then come back and take care of me as well. That's what I think is going on here towards the end. Okay, in Bayes also, right, we read this already. Kol Mishayin Otzarech, this idea, Tzarech Litho Meitzachu Mirma Av Minotol Eino Meisachi Tzarech Lebrios. Oh, by the way, he adds in one other thing here. I'm not sure how he can get away with this. I don't get away with it, the right term. But he says that this, even if he's a Chacham, Mechubad, and becomes poor, he should involve himself in more degrading work. Then he says here, "Vizmanenu the zedzila milsa tuva lis asik beumnos minuvalos." That here it's considered more minuval. I don't know what the right term is. It's considered worse to be involved, more degraded to be in these things, and therefore it's usher for Talmud Chacham to do that. I like, well, who says? I don't know. Like, how do you? He quotes this from the Aruch HaShulchan. Achim Yishma said, "Bizayon HaTorah lo yasachin." If that's Bizayon HaTorah, so then it's okay. Then you shouldn't go ahead and do it. So I don't know. In the Gemara, it wasn't the Bizayon HaTorah for the guy to be in the marketplace cutting up nevelos.
Well, it depends on societal attitudes.
Yeah, all right.
People would say, back in the day, I think they all worked, right, the sages.
Yeah, that's what we like to say. And everybody had some kind of job. Yeah.
Nowadays, he's collecting garbage and he's a talmud chacham.
Yeah, but again, we're not going back to the time of the Gemara. This is the Shulchan Aruch writing. Yeah, so who says? You know, at what point do we say that's their problem? Right? I have a mitzvah to do. This is a common issue when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Do I have to be concerned what other people are going to say about me when I'm doing mitzvahs? So this is the same thing. I have a mitzvah to do. I have to earn a living for my family. I have to fulfill Simen Reish Nun Hei Sif Aleph, where it says that I should do whatever I can to not have to do. So why should I worry that he's going to say, look at that guy. He spent all those years in yeshiva and never went to college, and that's why he's a...
So
someone may
whatever study, it is today.
Why should my son study Torah? He's going to end up like this guy.
Okay. Well, why should my son study Torah? He's going to end up like one of those weirdos in an airport that puts this huge cape on himself and wraps himself with black straps. Alright, so okay, so we'll say it's subjective, but I was just a little surprised how in the Pesachim with Shulis here, he's just very quick to dismiss this, you know, it seems to me. Like, nowadays it's not an issue anymore. Really? I don't know, there's a lot of guys who need to earn a living, so they figure out a way, you gotta go out and earn a living somehow. Okay. He's not going to die until he needs something. The person who refuses to take this money, so he's considered he's considered as if he spilled blood, his own blood, and he's liable to his own death. The Shach here adds in one more thing. Zachin Ochola, Oshieshlo Banus Rabos Ve'inu Yachul Hasian. He has a lot of daughters and he doesn't have a way of marrying them off. Lefarnas son, Elim King Yitol, and support them unless he collects it. So that's considered a personal need. It's a personal need to make sure that your daughters have are taken care of and have enough of a dowry in order to be able and get married. I would also add in that it's not necessarily on your cheshbon anymore. I mean, at some point, it's very nice that you want to be a tzaddik and say, okay, I'm not going to take any stuck of money and I'm going to suffer. Yeah, but what about your kids? Like, why should they suffer? It's because you want to be a tzaddik. Right? So that's another thing to consider. Anybody who wants to collect money, wants to take money, anybody who needs to take money, he lives a life of pain in order so that he doesn't, then he will have a bracha that he's not going to die until he's able to support others. And about him, it's saying, Baruch HaGev V'Shev Tach Hashem, that we assume that he ultimately had bitachon, that he had trust in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just mention a few things in Siman Reish and Vav. Reish and Vav is like the details of Kupa and Tamchoi, so I wasn't really going to get into this so much, but just one interesting ha'ara that I noticed here in the Pesachim Lechuvos, and that is the very first line in Siman Reish and Vav says, Kol ha'ir sheyesh ba Yisrael chayvim lahamid mehem gabay tzedakah anashim yiduim delmanim sheyuim machzirim legavos b'chol echad, etc. That every city where the Jews live, you're mechuyev to set up, sounds like a citywide tzedakah system. So here we have something like that. Sort of, we have Chaz Eliyahu, which sort of fits that bill, at least for this side of the Schuylkill River. Right, so we could actually make a claim that we're in fulfillment of this halacha and Shulchan Aruch. But he points out, he raises the question, he says, we don't see that. I mean, in New York, there's no citywide stucco organization. What?
Too big.
Right. So he gives two reasons. One is the micro answer, and one is the macro answer. The micro answer is that, and this has a lot of bearing in other areas of halacha, that the city-wide kehila is dead. It doesn't exist. I mean, it doesn't exist anymore. That in large cities in America, so and in Israel, etc. So it's made up of many different kehilot, right? So besides not just geographical, but you know, even if you go to a borough park, so there's Mudkach and Babov and Satmar and Lubavitch, and they have their own systems and they're fully integrated within themselves, and they're not and that's okay. I mean, that's one side. The other side is that now we have national organizations or international organizations that support these things. So therefore, the citywide tzedakah program perhaps has fallen away. And that's his suggestion. Whether good or bad, I don't know. I think it's just the reality in which we live. And then a little bit later on, he does get into the issue of money that was collected, and then and the Gabbai Tzedakah wants to change it. I mean, the immediate need that he said he was collecting for went away, and he wants to change it. And he actually says, if you look here in Sif Dalet, Let's do a little bit. It says that Tamchoy Nigba Mechol Yom Vakupa Meir of Shabbos here of Shabbos, and Tamchoy is like that every day, Kupas once a week. Hatamchoy Lani Olam Vakupa Lani Osair. Tamchoy is for everybody, Kupas just for that city. Rishayim B'nei Ha'ir Lasos Kupa Tamchoy Vatamchoy Kupa Lishnosam. And the people of the city have the ability to switch back and forth. L'chomisha Yirtu Mitzarche Hatzibur. Whatever is necessary for the Tzarche Hatzibur. So what is that for the Tzarche Hatzibur? So the shach adds in afilu davar rishus, even it sounds like even not for the poor. V'dafka davar shu kavu avim yaksol hem yigvu pamacheres aval im ira mikra shu tzruchu legabos l'tzoruch aniyim. He says that's only from the general funds, but if you raise money for a specific cause, then it's got to go to that specific cause. But it sounds like he's saying that if you that the gabai of I mean when you have this type of situation where the city is sort of run and there's in zayim tuveir, there's people in charge, or there's a Gabai Tzedakah, so he has the authority to collect money, general money for Tzedakah. He's going around collecting general money for Tzedakah, and if there's other needs, that he can spend it on those other needs, and then there's a machlokas we showed him as to how far those other needs could be. One need Tzedakah, second one is Dvar Mitzvah, meaning the mikveh needs a repair. So can you take money from the general Tzedakah fund in order to build the mikveh? He says, yeah, that's within the realm of Tzedakah. And third is, you need a new road. Or like just things for the city. And he suggests that even this is really city money as more than tzedakah money. So in the Pisgei Pesachim Lechuvos here, he says, yeah, but there is an inyan to try to be machmer. I mean, even though most Rishonim actually assume, like that last one, that you have that once it's collected by the city, it can be used for the city. Yeah, but try to be yotzei all the shitos and try to keep things, try to keep the money in its own lane. But technically speaking, there is permission for some to be able to really go pretty far out in terms of how one spends general money that's collected for tzedakah, which is actually, I was thinking perhaps where this comes up is like the chesed fund. So the chesed fund is really given pretty openly. People just it's giving money in, assuming it goes to tzedakah. And pretty much all the money does end up tzedakah one way or another, but there are certain causes that come up. And perhaps even technically, if all of a sudden the Eruv needs money, so I think I am within my rights from the Rabbinic Discretionary Fund to give the money over to the Eruv. Now, am I within my rights to also give the money to, I don't know, I'm not sure of a good example of this, because anything is really going to be connected to the shul, but to landscaping? So I don't know, even though the halacha might perhaps strictly be that, I'm not sure that's within the das of people. I mean, it could be that, you know, 500 years ago, people gave the money over to the kehillah, and they figured the kehillah is doing whatever they're doing with it. Nowadays, I think there's might be more restrictive as to what people have in mind when they're giving over their tzedakah money. Okay, I think we'll try to figure out pieces as we go forward, and hopefully in the next week or two, we get to the end of Hilchos Tzedakah. Yeah? No, I figured it's not so Lamaisa anymore.
No. Tamchoy was food or was that?